This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. The scripture says, His name is called the Word of God. We know that the Word is His commandments. And we thank God that we are alive, every one of us, because we keep and do His Word. We have a pastor that brings the commandments to the people of God. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor that brings the Word of God, our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. Thank God for you, Elder Phillips, our Elder Miles, and our Elder Batiste is going to lead and sing this number that you're going to hear in a moment. We're grateful for all those that hear my voice. We are God's Covenant Church. We are established in Jesus' name, which is the Word. We're grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and all of those who God has sent. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We want to talk to you today about the Father of Israel. That's who God is. God only have one people. It's Israel. Before we get into that, our Elder Batiste, thank God for your commandments.
Blessed are the undefiled who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed am I that keep His testimonies and seek Him with the whole heart and do no iniquities, and through a teaching priest keep by thy word diligently according to the commandments. That's the way that thy word is the breath of life for me. My portion is instructions, yea, in them is my delight. Teach me the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Guard me with good judgment, for I believe in all of thy commandments. And angels be in heaven sent, I follow and I obey according to the commandment. That's the way that I live, and thy word the breath of life for me. Thy hands have made and fashioned me. Lord, give us understanding that I may stay that vessel whose stripes walking holy, living perfect, free from sin, according to the commandment. That's the way that I live, and thy word is the breath of life for me. Commandment, that's the way that I live, and thy word is the breath of life for me. It's for me.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. Thank God. According to the commandment. Yes. We're going to have a poem from my sister Tatum before our Deacon Debbie make her announcements. We thank God for our sister Tatum. Yes. And we hope you enjoy these poems. If you like a copy of them, contact us and you can get one. Sister Tatum.
Oh Lord, I love you. Yes, it's true. Let me forever be indebted to you. To keep your law deep in my heart and never ever let it out of my life, out of my soul. Oh Lord my God, your law is good to behold. For your law is real. Your law is true. Your law is sacred. Your law is you. Your law is forever, beginning and end. Bless me to keep it always, forever to stay free from all sin. I'm so honored, I'm privileged, and greatly blessed too, for a merciful Savior who sent a law that's so pure, a law that he gave for me to obey, and I'm just wise enough to do what it say. It's a blessing if you keep it, and it's a cursing if you don't. The blessing, you'll go to heaven, and the cursing, you won't.
Isn't that wonderful? Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. Thank God for our elder, Miles, accompanying her. We have announcements, Deacon Debbie. What is it?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our broadcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. We are here because this is the day that God has made for rest. God made 7 days. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, and this is the day for rest. This is the day that God blessed and hallowed. And this is the day that we honor. He asked his people to keep his Sabbaths. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe on the Lord as the scripture is saying. And everything we believe has got to be according to the scripture. Now, Deacon Freddie, let's go to Jeremiah 31 and 7. Jeremiah, the hammer of God. This is God's hammer. And he hammered in and hammered home a message. And that message is being hammered in today if you have an ear to hear. What the Spirit is saying to the churches. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jeremiah 31:7, what does it say?
For thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob.
We're going to sing for Jacob.
All right.
Yes. Jacob is God's son. Yes. And God adopted Jacob to be his son and gave him a new name.
Right.
Anyone that is God's people today, we are under that name that he gave Jacob. Sing with gladness for Jacob. What?
And shout among the chief of the nation.
What?
Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people.
Save thy people.
The what? Remnant of Israel.
Remnant is just a remnant of Israel. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 9:4. Maybe so many that hear my voice, oh, now we know who you're talking about. Let's talk about the Christians. Well, that's who we're talking about. God's people are or have been called and are called Christians.
Yes, yes.
God's true people.
Yes.
There's a difference between Israel of the flesh and God's people. The scripture says it is, not me. I'm just a messenger. I'm just bringing you what the word says. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
Don't anyone get upset with me and hang out and try to find me. Say, I'm going to get this pastor for talking like that. Don't get me. I'm just a messenger. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Romans 9:4 says what?
Who are Israelites?
Who are Israelites? Now, we're not talking about Israel. We're talking about Israel of the Spirit. Who are Israelites? What?
To whom pertaineth the adoption.
Now, here's one that was a Jew. He was of Israel, but he was truly an Israelite. He's explaining to anyone that have an ear to hear, who is an Israelite? To whom pertaineth the adoption? Because God adopted Israel.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Gave Jacob a name and adopted him.
Yes.
What?
And the glory. And the covenants.
And the covenants kingdom. And the glory of God belong to that adoptee.
Yes.
That's you and I.
Right.
If you've been adopted into the family.
Yes.
What?
And the giving of the law.
Now, all of this is given to the adoptee. You have the law.
Yes.
We have it.
Yes.
And if you don't have the law of God, you're not that one that have been adopted. You're not Israelite. You don't have the glory and you don't have the covenants. What?
And the service of God.
And you don't have service for God.
Yes.
God's servants have the law, which is God's word. God's servants have been adopted into the family. God's servants have the glory of God.
Yes.
We have the covenants, the promises.
Yes.
What?
And the promises.
And the promises. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We got the promises. What does the sixth verse say?
Yes, Pastor. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect.
What?
For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel.
So don't get upset with me. Say, this pastor on the broadcast, he's over the net. He's going to try to tell us about who Israel is. No, I'm not. The scripture is.
That's right.
I'm just a messenger.
That's right.
Scripture says who Israel is. Isn't that beautiful? I'm just bringing you the scripture. And I believe the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said. I'm just pointing you to the scripture. Scripture says unto us a child is born. You wouldn't know to look for him unless the scripture told you that. Even Herod, in the sense that some of the those that knew scripture said, now where is this one going to be born, this king? They told him. It was according to scripture. Judah. Bethlehem. That's where he is. They found him, right? They are not all Israel which are of Israel. What's the 11th verse, 8th verse say? That is,
they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of
God. So wait a minute. Don't get caught up because Israel of the flesh have the name Israel.
Right.
It's telling you plain. They which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but what?
But the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
So wait a minute. The promise was in Isaac. And there was other promises because God's adoptees are of the promises. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What's the 11th verse say?
For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that they
that the purpose of God according to election
might stand.
What?
Not of works.
What?
But of him that calls.
So it wasn't about you getting circumcised at work, but of the one that called. And God called for holiness.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 28 and 9. This is the promise that God is calling for. So don't tell me you're Baptist because God didn't call for that. That's not the promise. The promise is what he's calling for. So if you came through Esau, even if you came through Isaac, you had to be according to the promise, holiness. Isn't that beautiful? Because Isaac had two sons, Esau and Jacob. But you still had to come through the promise because he was promised the seed. Isaac was that seed Abraham was promised. Isn't that beautiful? 28:9 says what?
The Lord shall establish thee in holy people.
Now this is one of the promises. So don't come and email or text and say, we're proud Presbyterians. Well, the scripture don't tell you that. That's not what God is calling for. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people. What?
Unto himself.
Now, we're not unto a big organization where there's 20 churches. No, we're not like that. But we are worldwide. We're universal.
Yes, we are.
Wherever you might be, if you're holy, you're part of the adoptee.
Thank God.
If you have the covenants, you have the glory.
Thank God.
If you have the law, you're part of the adoptee. What?
As he hath sworn unto thee.
Now God swore this is part of the promise. What?
If thou keep the commandments.
There's the condition. If you keep God's commandments. Now, the secret is if you're truly keeping God's commandments, you're not going to call yourself a Baptist. You're going to call yourself holy. Because that's what sanctifies you, the commandments, God's word. You may be called the church of the firstborn because God's firstborn is holy. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But you're not going to be called Methodist, Presbyterian, Muslim, because these are doctrines. The doctrine is God's word. The doctrine is holiness, righteousness. This is the promise. Read.
If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God.
And what?
And walk in his
ways. Now you got to walk in his ways. Because God got a way. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. But God's way is made known unto his anointed. Read.
And all people.
All people.
Of the earth.
Of the earth.
Shall see that thou.
It doesn't matter what walk of life you come from. When you are an adoptee, you're going to see this.
Yes.
All people are going to see this.
Go ahead.
All people of the earth.
Shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord.
What?
And they shall be afraid.
They will have the fear of God in them. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Because in order for them to be like unto God's people, you have to be able to see it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4 and 7. All people will see that thou art called by his name. They'll be afraid of thee.
Thank God.
Then there's some that are afraid so much they stay away. But some are afraid enough to say, you know what? I see the fear of God. I want to be like this. Isn't that beautiful? 1 Thessalonians 4 and 7. What does it say?
For God hath not called us unto uncleanness.
God did not call us unto uncleanness. But what?
Unto holiness.
God called us unto holiness.
Yes.
That's the doctrine.
Yes.
That's the promise. Mm-hmm. He's going to raise up a holy people. 1 Peter 1 and 15. Now, I hope out there there's an ear to hear. Be wonderful. But if it's not, thank God. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. 1 Peter 1 and 15, what does it say?
But as he which hath called you is holy.
Now, God is holy. Now, if God is calling you, he's calling for holiness, how do you turn out Baptist? Or call yourself Friends Church, Community Gathering Church. church of love, and love is the fulfilling of God's law. You're not keeping God's law, but you're the church of love. I don't think so. But what?
So be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
But as he which hath called you is holy. What?
So be ye holy in all manner.
All manner of conversation. That means we don't have a bunch of slang words of the world in our conversation. That's not holy. Holy is yay, yay, and nay, nay. And we speak according as he spake.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Precise, concise, right to the point. And we don't use words out of context. That's the way the world is going. The world loses the meaning of what God is intending. But when you are with God, you stay with the rock. Call for the old paths. Stay on track with what God is calling for. God didn't say, thou shalt not practice, thou shalt not commit. That's what God said. This new version of thou shalt not practice. I don't think so.
That's right.
16 verse, read it again. Because
it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Let's go back.
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 11. Let's go there. Romans 11 and 16.
Beautiful.
We're going to stay with the scripture, and we're going to stay with the understanding that God is giving. Because when you leave the principles of God, you lose understanding.
Yes.
Romans 11 and 16 says what?
For if the first fruit be holy.
Now that's God. If the first fruit be holy.
The lump is also holy.
How can you say God is your father and he's holy and you come out being African Episcopal? How does that work like that? Will somebody email me on that one? How is it that the Father rested on the seventh day from all his labor, and when you begin, you say you've stopped laboring in sin, but your rest day is on the day that they say he rose, which was a lie? How did that work like that? For if the first fruit be holy, what?
The lump is also holy.
Lump is also holy, what?
And if the root be holy.
That's the root, that's the Father.
Yes.
If the root be holy, what?
So are the branches.
I believe the Lord said, I'm the vine and you are the branches.
Yes.
Oh, the branches. One branch is Presbyterian, one branch is Lutheran, one branch is Methodist, one branch is Church of God. Is what is that thing they call it? Church of God in Christ, and all these different names, but none keep the commandments. They all travel and rest on the first day of the week. Then you got Mormon tabernacles. Then you got the Latter-day Saints. The saint is a saint from Genesis to Revelation. Ain't no ladder in it. It's just a saint.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All kind of stuff going on here. Not in the scripture, though.
No. All right.
For if the first fruit be holy.
The lump is also holy.
The lump is also holy. What?
And if the root be holy, so are the branches.
Let's go back to Jeremiah 31 and 7. Isn't that beautiful? How plain is that? I'm just the messenger. Just bringing you what thus saith the Lord, what the scripture's saying. So don't get upset with me and try to contact me and chew me out. I'm not going to be chewed out today. Day of the Sabbath, I'm resting from all chewing out. I'm not answering the phone today. I'm resting from being chewed out today. And you want to chew me out on the first day of the week, you start tomorrow, but not today. Don't text me. Jeremiah 31 and 7, what does it say?
For thus saith the Lord.
What?
Sing with gladness.
Sing with gladness for Jacob. What?
And shout among the chief of the nation.
What?
Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people.
Save thy people. The Let's go to Matthew 1 and 21 because everybody is claiming salvation. And we know what Jesus came here for to do.
Yes.
He came to save his people from sin. That's what the scripture says. Now let's go see if what I'm saying, the scripture bears witness to me. Matthew 1:21, what does it say?
And she shall bring forth a son.
Now that's the promise. Did that happen?
That happened.
If you believe that happened, let's follow all of it.
Right.
She shall bring forth a son. What?
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
What?
For he shall save his people from their
sins. So if you're saved from sin, that means you don't sin anymore.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful? How plain is that? St. John 1 and 1. Because this devil have kind of fooled the people and made them feel like you can't help but sin, and that he didn't come to save you from sin. He came to be a sacrifice, and you can keep on sinning because he paid the price. No. That's not what why he died. St. John 1 and 1, what does it say?
In the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
And the Word was with God.
What?
And the Word was God.
Word was God. Word was with God. First 14 verse, what does it say?
And the Word was made flesh.
Now the Word never changed, but it was made flesh. Because the Word is God and God is a Spirit.
Yes.
So the Spirit was made flesh. Yes. What?
And dwelt among us.
What?
And we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
What?
Full of grace.
Now he's the
truth.
Father, because the Father, God, is a Spirit.
Yes.
But the Spirit took on flesh and became a Son.
Yes.
Full of grace and truth. And grace and truth is in the commandments, because the truth is the commandments.
That's right. That's right. Beautiful.
He was full of it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
James 1:21.
Right.
That's a mystery.
All right.
He was full of grace and truth, but you got to find out when he was.
All right. Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He became flesh. And we are full of grace and truth. But our flesh didn't start off like that.
No,
you had to take on the Word to be
right.
full of grace and truth.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
James 1:21, what does it say?
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of
what?
Naughtiness.
What?
And receive with meekness the engrafted Word.
Now wait a minute, Jesus is going off scene now. It's yet the Word that his anointed is telling the people to receive. Receive the Word. The engrafted Word. What?
Which is able to save your soul.
Well, can't nobody save your soul but Jesus? That's who he is. He's still the Word. Because when he left his flesh, he went back to being the Father. But the Word is yet remaining the same. When he took on flesh and became a Son, he preached the Word. He said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say, what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. He never changed the message. Word never changed. And if he came to save you, he saved you with his Word. Through his Word. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. Let's go to Jeremiah 31:8. Let's go back. There's a reason why I'm prepping us this way. All that hear my voice and maybe don't understand the teaching, because God is the Father of Israel. God is the Father of those who have his Word. If you don't have the Word, if you don't have the laws of God in your heart, God is not your Father. 31:8 says what?
Behold,
what?
I will bring them from the north country.
What?
And gather them from the coast of the earth.
God gathered us from everywhere, all walks of life.
Yes.
We that keep God's commandments, what?
And with them the blind and the lame.
What?
The woman with child.
What?
And her that travaileth with child together.
What?
A great company shall return.
Great company thither. Shall return thither. What?
They shall come with weeping.
What?
And with supplications will I leave.
Isn't that beautiful? Many of us came crying. Glad to have eyes to see this way. Came with supplication. Lord, help me out of this situation. Many ways God delivered us. What?
I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water.
What?
In a straight way.
God says straight is the gate. Cause us to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way. That means strict. What?
Wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel.
He's a father to Israel.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Because
we've been begotten through the Word. A father to Israel. Now, I don't know anywhere in the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, all of the apostles, they were called Christians, but I've never heard God say he's a father to Christians. And yet he is. Because that's what we were called. But it's to Israel. We are Israelites. Father
to Israel. And Ephraim is my firstborn.
Ephraim is his firstborn.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So that means we must be Ephraim.
Yes.
Let's go to Ephesians 4:4. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Thank God.
So now, you know what, Pastor? You, I don't believe you. Well, then you don't believe the scripture. Because
right.
I'm only the messenger.
Yes, Pastor.
I'm just bringing you what the scripture is saying. That's all I'm here to do.
Right.
And I believe that's what everyone that God sent, they brought you what thus saith the Lord.
Right.
Ephesians 4:4. What does it say?
There is one body.
Ain't but one body.
And one spirit.
One spirit when you live for God. One body. There's not a Christian body and a Jewish body, an Israel body. It's not like that.
No.
There's not a Presbyterian, but it's only one body.
Right.
What?
Even as ye are called.
There is one body.
There is one body.
What?
And one spirit.
One spirit. What?
Even as ye are called in one hope.
We got one hope of our call, that's to be saved.
Yes.
Yes. Go back with God. What?
All right. One Lord.
One Lord.
One faith.
There's only one faith. There is not another faith but one. So whatever you think you believe in, you're under the same umbrella under the devil.
Yes.
It's only one faith. It's God's faith. What?
One Lord, one faith.
Now you may have a faith. You may believe in many things, but there's only one faith that's of God. There's only one faith for this body.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our broadcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.